Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, the good news is Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And he's a God who hears and answers prayer, and He delights in working miracles and transformation in our life. Praise God. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we're going to go on into an in-depth teaching on, actually, there's just one verse of scripture that I am basing this on, because years ago I was concerned about, and even today many of you listening now are going through some severe trials. This has been a very difficult year. The last 2 years have been difficult. But that one verse, and there's many too, you know, you can't base doctrine on one verse, but this particular passage found in Psalm 34, verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. It goes on, that's a semi there. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Beloved, we can be encouraged by the Word of God, and the Word has so much to tell us. And I don't know about you, I think the longer we serve the Lord, the Holy Spirit uses the wonder of God's Word to give us new perspectives and increased revelation over passages we may have read for years. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. He is our individual mentor, if you will. He gives us the truth that we need at the time we need it, but also as we are able to receive it. Our Heavenly Father is a very good Father. And so last week we began looking at battle, spiritual warfare, in context with this scripture. And obviously, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you know that Satan desires to advance his kingdom. He opposes God's work. He hinders the spread of the gospel. And we also know that afflictions, many times we see that in the Word of God, arise from the profession of the gospel. That took place after Jesus died and all the disciples still remained in Jerusalem. It took persecution to cause them to actually disband and go out into surrounding areas and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And let me just share some scripture. Matthew 24:9 says, these are the words of Jesus, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And so we know then that afflictions and trials and troubles basically help further the gospel. The blood of martyrs has caused the spread of the gospel. It seems to be, you know, everything in the Lord seems to be absolutely opposite the laws and dynamics of the world. For example, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Well, in terms of the world, the last thing you want to do is give. You want to keep what you've got, right? I don't think I need to go on. And so we also looked at spiritual warfare on a personal level. Beloved, if you're wondering why you're going through such trials and troubles, have you not desired to draw closer to the Lord? Haven't you been dissatisfied with the way things have been, the way you have been in days past, and you want to experience His anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke? Well, 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And we looked a little bit at the habits of lions, and we know that they know the habits of their prey and they stalk them silently, or they just wait for them at a water hole or favorite feeding place. And so what we want to really be looking at, and I began on Friday, is to understand God allows the attacks of the enemy. And this is a very deep subject. It's not black and white. Yes, evil, sickness, death are originated by the enemy. Our God is a good God. There's no variableness, neither shadow of turning in Him. He doesn't change. His character does not change. His nature remains the same throughout the ages. But He has purposes, and we're going to see as we go on in this time of study of the Word of God regarding afflictions, what God's purposes are. So what do we do when the enemy brings trials against us, battles, afflictions? We look to God's Word for instructions. And Friday, I shared six ways that the Word does encourage us to respond in faith, and that is, of course, pray. Pray first of all, and we pray in faith, praying in the name of Jesus. We bind and loose, according to Matthew 18 and 18. We use the Word of God as Jesus did in the wilderness. Remember when the devil tempted Him those three times, He said, "It is written." And then also fasting and prayer, Matthew 17, 21. Remember the father with the lunatic son. Jesus said, "Howbeit," I know some of the modern translations drop that out. Nobody really likes to, talk about fasting that much. But He said, "This kind come not out but by fasting and prayer." And so what do we do if prayer's not answered immediately? Well, beloved, we have to continue to pray. We have to continue to hold on to God. And as we wait upon the Lord, there are various benefits that we receive. And let me just share a few of those. One is patience. If you've ever prayed for patience, God loves that prayer, and He is going to answer. As we wait upon the Lord, in fact, Psalm 40 and one says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry." And James 1 and 3 says, "Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." And of course, also, through the afflictions we go through, God's power and His faithfulness is exhibited. We speak about Abraham, Jew and Gentile, the father of our faith. He was a powerful, brilliant example of faith being tested for many long years. God had promised him a son, and God waited until it was naturally impossible because of age. And so we see that Sarah bore a son in her old age, and God fulfilled His word, but He waited till it was naturally impossible. So there we see His power, and also we see His faithfulness. Psalm 34:19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." That's the bottom line scripture that I'm sharing this message or series on, because they demonstrate God's faithfulness. God will, it's not maybe, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So also, another way we see the purpose in terms of afflictions, as far as God is concerned, is those afflictions, at times, God uses to promote the glory of God. As I said, so there's no misunderstanding. Sickness, death, trouble, that all came to mankind because of the original sin of our parents. But listen to these scriptures. These are the words of Jesus found in John, the 9th chapter, verse 1-3. Remember, the disciples were asking, they saw a blind man, and they said, "Who sinned?" Because that's, basically, you got problems, there's sin in your life. That could be true, but not necessarily. As I said, one of my heroes is Job, and there was none like him in all the earth. I don't know if any of us could come to that kind of status in terms of the the Lord's estimation. But Jesus responded, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." And then a little later in that gospel, the 21st chapter, verses 18 through 19, Jesus was talking to Peter about feeding his sheep. And when speaking of his future, he said, "When thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not," signifying but what death he should glorify God. And look at Hebrews 11. We love to read the first part, but also the others that were, you know, wandered in caves and were sawn asunder, and the list of martyrs that experienced great persecution and trouble and trial because of their demonstration of faith and testimony in terms of who God was and what he could do. And then in John, the 11th chapter, verse 4, and these are the words of Jesus regarding the death of Lazarus. He said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Praise God. Well, we have, and I've just done a bit of a review today, looking at afflictions in the context of spiritual warfare. But now I want to begin to turn, as we see how the Lord leads us this week, regarding afflictions in the life of a Christian. We want to talk about the chastening of the Lord. And we'll begin that tomorrow. But the Word talks about the chastening of the Lord, and maybe you haven't really understood it, or what does that mean? So we're going to, again, as I say, the Word preaches itself. So I have a lot of scripture to back up any statement that I make, because God's Word is truth. And as we grasp and hold on and take the truth in, we shall be set free. So often I'm thinking, who was it? I can't think of the prophet, but he said to eat the scroll of, it was John, wasn't it, in Revelation, eat, and the words were pleasant to his taste, but bitter in his stomach. I think that might have been Jeremiah. But at any rate, beloved, we know God's word is true. I love you, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. The announcer will give our contact information. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.